This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. And Jeff and I just returned from the Ohio RV Super Show presented by Progressive.
It was in Cleveland, Ohio, and it was a great RV show. And while there, we met a really interesting guy, somebody that we want to introduce you to, Regional Sales Manager for Tiffin Motorhomes, Frank Wiswani.
Oh, I love that last name.
It's a heck of a name. When you see it on his card, you always remember it, W-Y-Z-Y-W-A-N-Y.
Oh, that's awesome. Anyway, Frank has a lot of great information about the RV industry, as well as Tiffin Motorhomes.
Yes, he does. Frank is on the phone with us right now. Frank, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you were just in Ohio. Now, you're on your way to an RV show in what, Grand Rapids?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
How many RV shows do you end up doing?
Oh, I would say just in the first quarter, just about every weekend, we've got something going with the dealer. And so that's a pretty normal thing for us.
Are RV shows good places to buy? I mean, are the prices much better?
Absolutely. The manufacturers are coming to the shows with quote-unquote bags of money incentives to help these dealers sell their product down, or however you want to look at that term.
Right.
They're paying for show space. So there's a lot of commitment to, you know, incentivize folks when we're there. The coach that you guys saw us in that day was just an incredible price. So that's the type of things you can run into in an RV show.
Absolutely. You know, we've seen a record demand for RVs over the years here, but in 2022, fuel prices went through the roof, inflation, interest rates both are high. Have those issues had much impact on sales? What are you seeing out there?
Well, this is obviously just opinionated at this point, but I would say absolutely. You know, our industry's always stood on the three legs of fuel, interest rates, and consumer confidence. And I think all three of those avenues have been changed from what it looked like a year ago, or even 2 years ago, or maybe even 5 years ago.
You know, we see a lot of Tiffins on the road. What's the biggest seller?
That's easily the Phaeton. The Phaeton was the leader in the Class A industry for, I believe, 13, 14 consecutive years. Mm-hmm. I believe the reason it was in that sweet spot for so long was a number of things. It was value for the product, first and foremost, right? Mm-hmm. The amount of people going through similar products saw more features and benefits or value in the Phaeton. But also what I firmly believe is it was also within a sweet spot financially.
Right.
So when it started that run, it was probably a $150,000 motorhome. And when it ended that run, it was about a $250,000 motorhome. That motorhome today, MSRP'd for $458,000 at the show last week.
Wow.
So I don't think that our wages in the world we live in today, in the state we live in, and the country we live in, track with the way those costs have increased. At the end of the day, I think that's really probably the crux of the situation. Again, it's my opinion only.
Right.
I just think that to find that number one selling product, it's going to fall on a price point where people can afford it. You think of it as a bell curve, right?
Mm-hmm.
The middle of the bell curve is where you want to be. And once that product shifted to a $450,000 product, MSRP instead of a $250,000, it's out of that bell. It's out of that bulk of buyers. So that's how I've always viewed it. I could be wrong. But, you know, I think the next guy that's going to take that throne is going to be somebody that's going to be a little more affordable for the buyer. But, you know, this has been a strange year, has it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the one thing that's really good, especially for you, is Tiffin is considered one of the top brands for quality, right?
Absolutely. And that started years ago with Bob himself, who's still intricately involved with the company today, along with his sons and his grandson. So family-run business. And I think that quality part has been a driving force to why people still look at Tiffin to this day.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, didn't Tiffin just get bought out by Thor not too long ago?
Correct. We're on our second year anniversary now of the acquisition as Thor's flagship Class A acquisition. They've got Airstream up there as their flagship trailer company, and I believe they feel Tiffin is probably that the motorized version of that. Now, again, just prefacing all that with my words.
Right.
just my opinion on this. But, right. But I mean, if you look at their group of companies that they have, certainly Tiffin was a good grab for them. And they've been a great mothership for us because there's been some extreme challenges this last couple of years. And they have given us a lot of support during the pandemic when parts weren't coming in and when things were getting extremely difficult. They allowed us to stay in business, which is a very personal thing for, Mr. Tiffin, because all the years that he kept many families fed and employed and going through this last situation here, people thought, well, the RV industry, it's been great for everybody because, you know, they could even keep them on the shelves. But I don't think people really understood what was going on at the manufacturing level and how challenging it was to build a product in a assembly line and not have the parts. You can't just put the brakes on the assembly line if your part's missing, so you end up building it minus parts. Then you start stacking them up out in the yard. Thor gave us a really good commitment that we were going to push through that, and we're going to keep families fed. We're pretty grateful for that.
Yeah, really. You know, we hear a lot of people who have said, hey, yeah, I've actually met Bob Tiffin, and that's great when you meet the guy that's running the place, you know?
Yeah. Pretty awesome, you know, and he's just as accessible today as he's ever been. You know, he loves to spend his days talking to customers. I think that's another part of the secret sauce with Tiffin is you've got ownership that actively listens to customers on a daily basis, whether it's the shows. And listen, Bob's 82 and he'll be on the show circuit. You may well run into him somewhere out in your neck of the woods out there, because he does at this point in his life get to pick and choose what the temperature is when he goes to these shows.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Well, that's a good point. Uh-huh. God bless him.
Yeah.
He earned it.
This is true. He enjoys to be in that front of the bus as well, driving and selling and being engaged as much as the back of the bus, where he can help out the customers, you know, get their stuff repaired and whatnot. So
I know there's a lot of RV shows this time of the year. You're probably like Bob Tiffin, and you get to pick and choose which shows you go to, like maybe in sunny, warm Florida?
Yeah. The quick answer is no. The long answer is what needed to be inserted into my title when you introduced me is the Midwest regional manager.
Gotcha.
So we have the Southwest, we have the Northwest, Northeast. We have people in, you know, strategically in their territories. And mine just happens to be what I like to call cold country, which is a little more, a little grayer, a little gloomier some of the year. But, you know, during the summertime, there's no better place I'd rather be in around the Great Lakes.
All right, Frank, what's the most expensive rig you've ever sold?
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, that would probably be our top of the line, which is our Zephyr.
Mm-hmm.
That's a flagship product for us. And you guys won't be going to the Tampa Super Show this year, will you?
No.
No, probably not.
Nope.
We always get invited to the ones where there's snow.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, at the Super Show this year, which is only a short time away, we're going to be debuting a new updated Zephyr.
Oh,
and it is a gorgeous product, a gorgeous look for Tiffin. It's probably the most contemporary design that has come out of Red Bay, Alabama in the 50 years they've been in business.
Wow.
So,
you know, on a personal level, definitely look it up once the show breaks, because there'll be people, bloggers and whatnot, probably going through it and posting that. It is a departure from the traditional look that we have had in the motorhome. And, you know, there's some beautiful motorhomes out there, and one of the companies that I've always felt has done a fabulous job is Newmar.
Mm-hmm.
And that Essex product and above just has a very elegant look. And I would say that this Zephyr is going to fall right into that category of that really nice upper end elegant look with some stunning features that we've never introduced in a motorhome. So that's all I'll give you on that little one, okay?
All right. What's the starting price of a Zephyr?
How much, Frank?
Well, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some updates to the pricing as well. So I would just simply say, check with your local dealer or go to the Tiffin website and locate them. But you're probably northbound of 600, 700, mm-hmm. I guess, mm-hmm. at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the big dog, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You know what we talked about a little bit when we were talking in that Tiffin Motorhome at the RV show? We talked about your stomping grounds, Michigan. And, of course, we just did a trip up there, through Michigan last year, and we want to return. I remember you told us about a hike that was just unbelievable over by, I think it was Pictured Rocks.
Correct, yeah. The whole Pictured Rocks area in the Upper Peninsula is one of our two national lakeshores, so we're very fortunate to have Clipping Bear Dunes and Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, which is, Pictured Rocks is 45 miles of a cliff, sandstone cliff on Lake Superior. And what's nice about it is there's a lot for folks to see at all health levels, meaning if you can just get into a little town of Munising, which is the far west part of the park, mm-hmm. and Grand Marais is the far east of the park, you have 45 miles of shoreline there. They take boat rides out of Munising.
Mm-hmm. Right, we did that when we were there.
Yeah. They have a new boat that's a jet boat so that you can really get to the waterfall and back within a condensed amount of time. But they also, if your adventure level is a little bit higher, you can park at one of the mini trailheads and actually do mini portions of the Pictured Rocks. And, Chapel Rock is a very iconic place, and there's Spray Falls, and there's a rock called Indian Head that looks like the shape of a brave with his feathers coming out of his headdress.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place. Any chance anybody can possibly get to even get near there, they need to stop and take in some of that and replenish the batteries in their soul. Yeah. That's one of the special places we have.
A lot of people are staying closer to home because of the fuel prices, but if you can do the Great Lakes, you're in for a heck of a treat.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's a great place to RV.
Yeah, we loved Michigan. We spent about a month in Michigan this past summer and just went from place to place. Just absolutely loved it.
You know, one more little tidbit, because if I didn't work for Tiffin Motorhomes, I'm sure I would have worked for Pure Michigan. Well, I mean, ever since I've been a kid, I've been camping and fishing the rivers. We have cold water rivers in the northern part of Michigan, so trout and salmon run in our streams. But, you know, every state park in the state of Michigan is on one of the nicest water features in the state. So these state parks are going to be on Lake Michigan, on Lake Huron, on Lake Superior. They're going to be on the most beautiful inland lakes. Mm-hmm. They chose the top spots for the state parks, which those are the ones that have more services. Mm-hmm. And then all of the more off the grid, when I say off the grid, we're talking about $10, $12, maybe $15 in a little pipe, two vault toilets, a hand pump, but a lot of green space between the sites. All of those are called state forest campgrounds, and they all reside on bodies of water as well, meaning rivers and different lakes. So we have a good network here for whatever your level is of adventure.
Speaking of adventure, Frank, I have to pick on you one more time. Now, do you own a Tiffin? And if you don't, which one would you buy?
Well, I do not have a Tiffin. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great question because it really represents how different our lives move in chapters. Mm-hmm. I think if you would have asked me this question 8 years ago when I started with them, 3 years ago and now, I may have given you different answers. The reason I feel this is important is because I meet so many people at shows that spend a lot of time researching a certain model and a certain brand, and they really want to check every box on their, and so thoroughly that they miss the most important thing, getting the RV and using it, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The one thing I've never heard in 29 years in this industry is, I wish we would have waited. And that is not a joke. It is a true statement, because just the opposite has happened. People get sick. Mm-hmm. People's plans change. Companies put four price increases in 1 year, and all of a sudden you can't buy the Phaeton you wanted to buy, right?
Yeah, right.
So why this is such an important question is, our lives do change, and the demands in our lives change, in chapters. And sometimes those chapters are 2 years, and sometimes they're 5 years. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're more. But at the end of the day, more times than none, it helps people understand that they don't have to marry that first one they decide on and go to the grave with that first one, because that's rarely the situation. So yeah. 360 degrees back to your original question, mm-hmm. I think that I would probably be in a Class C Wayfair today. I think the Mercedes chassis at 15 to 18 miles a gallon is a great piece of efficiency for getting around and seeing more rather than less, because maybe a Class A is sitting around 6 to 9, right? You almost mm-hmm. doubled your economy, so you can draw a bigger radius on how much money you're going to spend on fuel that year and the places you're going to see. Number two, it offers great holding capacities for people that want to go off the grid for a couple of days or even up to a week. The quality and the functionality from every Class A Tiffin motorhome is built into that Class C product. Yeah. So you don't necessarily compromise. And one of the biggest things that shocked, I think, myself and maybe some other team members at Tiffin was after year two and year three of the Wayfair, we were shocked to see how many people were coming out of 40, 45 foot coaches that were like Tiffin's buses, Phaetons, and into a Wayfair.
Wow.
And they were, their chapter had changed.
Yeah.
They may have got the condo down in Palm Springs or down in Florida. And now they just wanted to take a couple of nice, easy days going down to Florida instead of what they used to do. And they want to do it in style. They want to do it in something that has the quality they were used to, the functionality, the controls, the electronics, the diagnostics in case they do have issues, and the company that they've known for years, right? Mm-hmm. The people they know they can call and get those answers. So Was that a good extra credit answer?
That was an excellent answer. Thank you. That was great. That totally makes sense. I love it.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
And we appreciate all your information. We wish you the best of luck there in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. You know, stay warm, Frank.
Yes, definitely.
Will do. It's a nice 72 in the car right now, and I intend to keep it that way.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Frank.
You guys take care. All right.
You too.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, thanks to Frank Wiswani, the Midwest Sales Manager for Tiffin Motorhomes. Well, we're out of time, but before we go, we'd like to say a big thank you to those of you who stopped by to see us at the Ohio RV Super Show presented by Progressive.
And thanks to the Great Lakes Recreational Vehicle Association for inviting us, as well as putting on a great show. We met so many really nice people.
We sure did. And speaking of nice people, we just met the couple who literally wrote the book on RVing, let alone two books. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss next week's episode.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. But until then, safe travels, everyone.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.